Hi, I'm Katie, and you're listening to the Home Ed Voices podcast, where I talk to people about their home education adventures and experiences here in the UK. This week is another mini blog post episode, a piece written by Kate McConaughey, called Transitioning Out of Trauma, which was originally posted in May 2021. And now, on with the episode. There is a yawning hole in my bedroom wall where my closet used to be. My husband ripped it out, intending to replace it as a lockdown project last May. I gave our garden beds a layer of compost in early April. I felt energetic then. Not a single seed has been planted, though. I just can't. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted our routines, shook up the structure that helped us navigate life's myriad decisions, and so depleted our energy and mental resilience. Our family and friends, those anchors in times of stress, became a threat, and we have slowly become unmoored. What to expect? We now have this shared collective trauma, and I can see it. I see it in the way other parents incessantly email me, the gist of which is always, "Please hold my hand, I've forgotten how to do this." And I recognise that I've asked others to do the same for me. I see it in children who are unable to regulate their emotions over minor irritations and disappointments. I see it in adults' aggressive impatience. I've watched children's feelings of excitement over newly formed friendships quickly dissipate into anxiety over how to sustain the relationship with all these rules that confound how they'd normally share friendship. Trauma looks like this, and it looks like exhaustion. It looks like always running late. Adults who used to be put together will need detailed directions and start and end times more than once. Yes, they may ask you to map the route for them or stand outside and wave for them so they don't miss the house or the turn or whatever. It looks like hyperactivity which descends into crippling apathy and back again. So be patient when your friend sounds excited for a play date, but then can't seem to get their act together and show up on time. Making plans may feel harder than you used to because everyone is so tired of making decisions. And who knows what mood everyone will be in when you finally get there. And then there will be navigating the reintroduction of children who haven't played in a while, the soothing of anxieties, the reminding of pro-social behaviours, watching them fall out, helping them come back together, and doing it all again the next time. Not always, obviously. Sometimes everyone will just be happy to be out and all will be well. And despite how it may sound, I'm looking forward to a post-COVID life where I can hug people again. But I accept that lots of hugs and possible tears will be necessary before everything feels like it used to. Where do we go from here? There is light at the end of the tunnel now, yes. So why am I finding it so hard to reorient myself? I think it's because transitions require attention. A lot is happening, and quickly. It's important to attend, to witness, but I don't feel capable. I'm just so tired. I'm afraid I'm missing something important. I sense it slide past me, but I can't grasp it. I hope that as much as we want to put this pandemic behind us, we do not sweep it under the rug. There's a very real possibility this collective trauma has shaped the lens through which our children will see the world. And whether that lens is helpful or hurtful might depend on our ability to witness and our ability to make sense of. Processing, discussing, remembering is how trauma heals. How do we make sense of a pandemic anyway? As narrative-oriented creatures, it's much easier for us to make sense of war. War has goodies and baddies, and eventually a plot emerges from the chaos. Being locked inside for a year doesn't sound nearly as dramatic or as traumatic as war. But not processing or discussing, not remembering, is how we forgot the last three pandemics in the last 100 years. Had we formed a narrative for any of those pandemics, we may have had some decent instructions to follow this one. I'm interested to know, what is the story you tell your children about COVID-19? Perhaps together we can form a narrative to help us move forward while remembering what has come before. And there you go. If you want to leave a comment for this episode, please go to the show notes on the blog at homeedvoices.co.uk or follow the link on Instagram at homeedvoicespodcast or Twitter at homeedvoices. This is episode 34. If you want to support the show, there are a number of things you can do. We really want to keep the podcast advert-free, and we also want to be able to pay our guests. And with that in mind, we've started a Patreon for the podcast, which you can find at patreon.com/homeedvoices. Patrons will get extra stuff like extra book chat, Q&As, etc. You can also help by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcast, as it helps more people find out about it. The Homemade Voices podcast is an independent production and is created, hosted and produced by me, Katie Hanrot. The podcast theme tune is Hope for Tomorrow by C-Stock. You can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube or anywhere else where podcasts are found. I'll be back with new episodes soon, but in the meantime, stay safe and as much as possible under the circumstances. Here's to more homemade adventures.